Chapter 6. The Grandmother of All Surprises.
Nana! Jonah exclaims and goes rushing out from our hiding spot. He flings himself at our grandmother and throws his arms around her.
Jonah! Nana cries, hugging him back. You're okay. Where's Abby?
I come out of the hiding spot, still in shock.
Right here, I say, blinking very slowly. But how? How are you possibly here?
I'm so glad you're both all right, Nana says, hurrying over to give me a hug. I hug her, too, forgetting all about our fight for the time being. There are more pressing matters to deal with, like why is Nana here inside a fairy tale?
Prince scampers out from under the bed and jumps up on Nana's legs, barking happily and wagging his tail. Little Red and Dottie emerge from the closet, and they stare at Nana in surprise.
Hello, Nana says to them. I'm Abby and Jonah's Nana. You must be Little Red Riding Hood and Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother.
How does she know that? What is happening?
Lolly nods shyly. Yes, hello, she says politely. I'm Little Red, but my real name is Lolly.
She shakes Nana's hand. It's a pleasure to meet you, Nana says to her. I've heard so much about you.
You've heard about me? Lolly asks. From who?
Nana thinks for a second. Just around. I love your cape.
Ah, Lolly says, it does kind of set me apart. Everyone knows that when they see a red cape, it's me.
She does a cartwheel right in the middle of the tree cottage, her cape billowing around her. Dottie lifts her chin.
I got out of bed for nothing, she snaps. You, she points at me, said a wolf was at the door.
She climbs back into her bed and pulls the quilt up to her chin.
I am taking a nap. You have exhausted me.
She angrily lowers a sleep mask over her eyes and turns onto her side.
Isn't she glad Abby was wrong? Jonah asks. I definitely am.
Great to see you, Nana.
Great to see you, too, Nana says.
But, I sputter. I have so many questions, I don't even know where to start. Finally, I just exclaim, how are you here?
Maybe we should have a little chat, Nana suggests. She gestures to the overstuffed chair by the fireplace. Is it all right if we sit down? She asks Lolly.
Of course, Lolly says. In the meantime, I'll prepare some snacks for you guys.
She picks up her basket and disappears into the kitchen.
She's so cool, Jonah says, watching Lolly go.
Nana sits down in the overstuffed chair, and Jonah and I sit in the two smaller chairs. Prince curls up on the rug and is asleep again within seconds.
Nana, I say, you seem to know where we are.
Do you? I can't even imagine how confused our Nana must have been this whole time. I mean, one minute she's in our basement around midnight for reasons I still don't know. The next, she's sucked through a magic mirror into another world, a fairy tale world. Nana smiles and nods at me.
Oh, I know exactly where we are, Abby.
I tilt my head and stare at Nana.
You do?
Huh?
How?
We're in the story of Little Red Riding Hood, she responds.
But how do you know we're in Little Red Riding Hood's story? I ask, my mind exploding.
Lolly comes back in the room holding a tray with four glasses of lemonade. She sets the tray down on the end table.
I have a story? She asks.
Nana gives Lolly a nod and a smile.
You sure do.
Must be because of my cape, Lolly says, heading back into the kitchen. I'm going to warm up the muffins and bring some out.
Thank you, Lolly,
Jonah calls after her, blushing again.
But Nana, I say, how did you even get here?
I know a portal when I see one, Nana explains.
Okay.
What? This isn't making sense. I stare at her.
My little old Nana in her pink PJs with the little white clouds on them and her fuzzy orange slippers. Nana, how could you possibly know about portals? I ask. She takes a deep breath. Because I had one as a kid. Wait, what? Did she just say that? Did I hear that right? Jonah jumps in his seat. You had a magic mirror just like us? He asks. Not a magic mirror, Nana says, but I'll get to what mine was. First, let me start with tonight. Good, because I'm seriously confused. None of this makes sense. I don't like things that make no sense. Nana takes a sip of her lemonade, then sets the glass down. I was fast asleep, but something woke me up. Noises that I realized were coming from the basement. I think I heard your voice, Abby, saying, "Do not come." I had no idea what you were talking about, so I hurried downstairs. I didn't see you guys, but I did see the mirror swirling purple. I was telling Jonah not to follow me, I admit, giving Jonah a smile, which I'm glad he ignored. So am I, Nana says.
Did you jump through the mirror right away?
Jonah asks Nana. Well, I thought about it for a minute, Nana says. I figured you two had been to stories before without a grown-up, but I'm responsible for you while your parents are away. I couldn't just let you go alone. So, yes, I jumped through.
I can't believe this, I say. My mouth is so parched from shock that I take a sip of my lemonade. You had a magic portal? It took you to fairy tales?
Nana nods, her gray curls bouncing. It did. Just a few. When I was a young girl living in Toronto, Canada, I discovered that my closet door was magical. Sometimes, when I opened it, I could step through it into stories, but not all the time.
A closet portal? I cry. Amazing!
It was, Nana says happily.
Which stories have you been to?
Jonah asks. Let's see, Nana says, rubbing her chin. Snow White, The Little Mermaid, Jack and the Beanstalk, and now Little Red Riding Hood.
Jonah's mouth drops open. You've been to Jack and the Beanstalk? I'm dying to go. That's my favorite story.
Nana smiles. I'm sure one day you will go, too. And you'll do great things, just as you always have in stories. Unlike me. I tilt my head. What do you mean? I was pretty timid as a kid and never changed anything in the stories, Nana explains. I never made things better for anyone or stopped the bad guys. I was too scared. I hid behind trees or crowds at the castle and watched. But it seems like you guys do things a little differently.
We do, I say. We get right in there, usually by accident.
Sometimes on purpose, Jonah says.
Wait, I say, glancing back at Nana. How do you know that we do great things in stories?
Mary Rose told me, Nana says.
I gasp. You met Mary Rose?
Nana nods. She appeared in the mirror just as I was about to jump through. She assured me that you two would be fine, but she understood if I wanted to check for myself. We chatted for a while.
Did you have a Mary Rose too? I ask. In your closet?
No, Nana says a little sadly. There was no fairy who ever spoke to me.
Did the portal move with you when you moved to America? I ask.
Nana shakes her head. After my parents moved us to Chicago, I never found another portal. I kept searching, though. Even after I grew up and got married and had your mom, I knocked on everything. Windows, mirrors, closet doors, back doors. But nothing ever swirled or turned purple. In time, I started to wonder if I had dreamed the whole thing, going into stories. But then tonight, I saw the mirror in the basement of your house, and I just knew.
Wow, I say. Is it strange that I'm here with you? Nana asks. Yeah, I say, but also pretty great. I study Nana. For a second, I can see myself in her. I mean, we have very similar eyes and the same nose now that I'm looking, and her hair is curly like mine. I never realized how much I look like my Nana. And now we have something else in common, something huge. My Nana had a magic closet door. She went into fairy tales. I have a magic mirror. I go into fairy tales. I'm still so amazed, I say. You really had a magic portal as a kid. I really did, she says. I wish I'd had a Mary Rose, too. Yeah, I say. But then again, poor Mary Rose is trapped in our mirror. Oh, right, Nana says. That's one of the reasons she keeps sending us into stories, I explain. She wants us to figure out how to free her. I pause, thinking. I wonder why you got to go into stories.
Maybe there was a fairy trapped in your portal, too, Jonah says to Nana. Mary Rose didn't speak to us right away. Maybe your fairy was shy.
That's possible, Nana says. I was shy, too. But Mary Rose was very kind. I smile at the idea of Nana and Mary Rose chatting. No wonder you didn't fall into the Huntsman's treehouse right after us, I say. Mary Rose probably kept the portal open while you two talked. Exactly, Nana says. I was a little worried when I arrived inside the treehouse and you two were already gone. Also, there was a man sleeping on the floor.
He was unconscious, Jonah says, looking sheepish. I landed on him.
Oh, dear, Nana says worriedly.
We called the doctor, I say quickly.
Good thinking, Nana says. Well, I looked out the door, saw you two on the path, and climbed down the ladder to follow you.
You did? I ask. We didn't notice.
She nods. I'm pretty good at being sneaky.
Wow, I say again.
Well, we're really glad you're here, Jonah says.
I bet you're not glad that I'm here,
a deep voice snarls. We all whirl around. There, at the open door, is a big silver wolf with a white snout. Ah!